After 3 years of planning, site characterization, and competition, Ben Hart, the deputy of the Governor's Office of Economic Development, says the proposed site outside of Milford, Utah, has been selected as the location of the Frontier Observatory for Research in Geothermal Energy, or FORGE. This new FORGE site is dedicated to research on enhanced geothermal systems.
And so really with Project FORGE, what we've got is an opportunity to help harness the power of the Federal Department of Energy and a $140 million grant and bring that to Beaver County and try and not only create jobs but also economic growth and vitality for generations to come.
Hart says the goal for the Department of Economic Development is to create jobs in rural Utah.
The reality is that even one job in a rural county can have the impact of what 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 jobs would have here along the Wasatch Front. And so we go to great lengths to try and do whatever we can to support job growth in rural communities.
The project will create 23 new jobs with an average full-time wage of $94,000 per year and a capital investment of more than $100 million.
We hope that, you know, that leads to the creation and development of new homes. We hope that leads to, you know, people who want to do more eating out or whatever it might be. But there's a multiplier effect that ripples through the economy and helps all people in the area to experience some type of economic opportunity and vitality because of this project.
The land used for the project is on school and institutional trust lands, but some research is expected to expand to private and BLM lands. Hart says that land had to meet specific requirements, including environmental protection qualifications. Hart says the project is receiving positive feedback from the Beaver County community. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.